From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. President Barack Obama will send Attorney General Eric Holder and Education Secretary Arne Duncan to Chicago next week to address the problem of youth violence. The catalyst for the trip was the grisly death of a teenager. Last week, a 16-year-old honor student was caught up in a wild street fight and beaten to death. NPR's David Shaper joins us now from Chicago. And David, tell us, please, more about this fight last week, how it caught the attention of the White House.
Well, it caught the attention of the White House because it was caught on cell phone video that went viral and has been seen on the internet and on the news on cable TV and the networks all over the place over the last week. What happened was after school last Thursday afternoon, there were two groups of students from a high school on the city's south side. They had been feuding and fighting for some time, apparently, and they engaged in a big street brawl a few blocks away from the school. And what happened was there's 16-year-old Darian Albert, an honor student who police say was an innocent bystander, was hit, punched, beaten, and stomped. This horrifying, chilling video has been shown all over the place and actually shows kids with railroad ties hitting him. Then last night, there was another beating, this time on the far north side. Police say a 14-year-old was chased by three other teens and then hit on the head with a pipe. He remains in critical condition today with a skull fracture. These two incidents are not related, but they're also not isolated.
Not isolated, meaning there's some thinking that they're connected in some way?
Well, not there's isolated to the fact them? That there's just it's a pattern of violence in Chicago lately. We've seen a growing problem of youth violence. And Chicago, along with many other cities, has been grappling with this problem of youth violence for a long, long time. Underlying causes, are, of course, complex. But, you know, some of it's thought to be gang-related. Chicago police say that the gang problem here in Chicago is much worse than other cities, including New York and Los Angeles. City officials and experts, police officials and experts, I should say there also seems to be an increase in neighborhood cliques fighting one another. These aren't gangs in the organized crime sense, but they're groups of kids who band together and fight one another. And it's, some say, a result of an increasingly violent culture.
And this visit next week by the Attorney General and the Education Secretary, is that more than symbolic? Are they expected to actually do something?
Well, the White House has created an Office of Urban Affairs to try to address some inner city problems, urban problems across the country. But also, Arne Duncan headed the Chicago public school system before he became the education secretary. And he spent many years dealing with this problem of youth violence, tried to elevate awareness of it before he left Chicago. His successor, Ron Huberman, kicked off this new school year a month ago, even before these latest high-profile incidents, with a bold new initiative to address the culture of violence, saying, "We need to create a culture of calm within the schools to counter the culture of violence."
Okay, NPR's David Shaper speaking with us from Chicago. David, thank you very much.
Thank you, Melissa.